Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Keith Klein is here somewhere.
Hello.
Stay inside, Keith. It's on out there.
Yep.
And for some real weather talk, let's bring in the expert.
You got it.
Our expert. Where we go when we need questions answered.
And it's Chuck Lofton, and he is at the North Pole.
Chuck, good afternoon. How are you?
Kind of, sort of. I'm doing well, Mike and Keith. Good to talk with you this afternoon. I'm actually at Santa's Lodge Hotel in Santa Claus, Indiana. We just finished up a shoot at Holiday World and Splash and Safari. This morning we were live at West Baden, at the beautiful West Baden Hotel, and tomorrow we're going to be live on Sunrise beginning at 5:30 as part of Chuck's Big Adventure. It should be a fun time.
Now, is your Chuck's Big Adventure tomorrow going to the North Pole, the real North Pole, to cool off? Because how warm is it where you're at down there in southern Indiana?
97 here right now. And, you know, it's been hot everywhere. At 2:59 this afternoon in Bloomington at the airport, it got up to 94. So, and you know, you combine that with the fact that, and I know no one lives at the airport, but the airport has had such little rain, even with these pop-up thunderstorms. Some of you have been soaked, but boy, in Bloomington, if you look at the statistics, if I could just a quick minute, for the month, officially at the airport, 14 hundredths of an inch of rain. So that's a deficit of about an inch and a half. And since June 1st, again, at the airport, only an inch and a half of rain. And that's a deficit of almost 5 inches.
Whoa.
So these pop-up storms that, you know, we need, we really do need them around here.
We definitely do, because things are tanning. And not just the skin, the yards are turning a little tan as well. You had a great tweet last weekend from the Brickyard, and I just want you to put this in context for our listeners.
Yeah.
The car temperature was 128 degrees, and these guys were driving 400 miles. That's unbelievable. Yes. How do you function in that?
It is. I mean, I've never figured that one out, Mike and Keith. I don't know how you do it. I know that there are the hydro-cooled suits and everything, but 128 is 128. That's just like when somebody says, oh, it's okay, it's dry heat. Well, yeah, so is an oven, but I wouldn't put my head in it. So, that's pretty much the situation for those NASCAR guys. And by the way, when Dale Jr. during the NBC coverage said, you know, Bubba's in cockpit temperature is 128, and I've heard of very hot cockpits in some of the southeastern states, but I've never heard of it that hot at IMS during a NASCAR race. So, yeah, it was just unbelievably hot.
Let me take one more, because now I'm connecting the dots, Chuck, and August isn't cold for Indianapolis either. The 500 scheduled for August 23rd.
There you go.
Are we going to see comparable temperatures with the Indy cars? They're a little closer to the ground.
We shouldn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We shouldn't. And the reason is because, actually, you guys, at that part of time of August, the daily highs are cooler than they are now. And, you know, you're on the cusp of September. It doesn't mean it can't bake, but the trend is usually downward. So when I heard that they were going to move from May to August, at first blush, I thought, ooh, ugh. But then I thought, well, at least it ain't July. So maybe things will be cool. Of course, you know, we still don't know for sure if we're really going to have it in August. But if we do, then it may actually be better than it is out there right now.
Well, that's the good news for, number one, the drivers have to drive. It's their job. But the hope is now to put 150,000, 175,000 folks in there. And, well, you're right, Chuck. We'll have to get to that when we get to that. And today probably wouldn't happen, but we can always be optimistic moving forward. Our guest this afternoon is Chuck Lofton.
And Chuck is the meteorologist at the WTHR in Indianapolis. And Chuck, is this going to be a new sideline for you to travel around and do these stories about great spots in Indiana?
I would sure hope so. In fact, my photographer, Steve Rhodes, just left my room right now. He brought my luggage. Chop, chop, boy. I'm in an interview. Bring me my luggage. We started this whole thing out, guys. I don't want to belabor this too long, but with the royal wedding, Steve and I were there for 9 days, and shot stories, came back, and then we were here. We went back to England, did the Sunrise Show for a whole week. We've been in Florida for spring break, doing pre-trips where we shot stories. We've been in, of course, Indiana, and we've got some really cool ideas that, once we get past this COVID situation, right, I think we're going to bring folks at home some really neat trips. But it has been a thrill. I've done what I've done at 13 for 35 years. In a couple of weeks, it'll be 35 years. And I've enjoyed it. But this has just added a whole new element. And at my age, waking up and getting to go to Denny's is a thrill. But this is just... This is an amazing thrill.
And Chuck, what precautions are you taking going community to community? Yeah. I know, obviously, taking care of yourself is tremendously important. What kind of feedback have you seen from some of the other communities you've been in? Lots of masks, of masks? Tell me about that.
The farther south you go in Indiana, we were commenting on this, the fewer masks you see, unless they're required. At West Baden, for instance, when you go to the gate, your temperature is taken. You are given a wristband, and that's how they initially monitor you. And masks are required if you cannot social distance. But remember, that's all put together by Cook Medical. Right. They kind of know what they're doing, that protocol. At Holiday World and Splash and Safari, it has been voted the cleanest amusement park in America for decades. So they had a leg up on this. And they are basically enhancing their sanitation. You can't wear a mask in a water park.
Right.
You can in an amusement park. Water park, you get all wet. That's like waterboarding. That would not be a good thing. But they are not requiring masks, but they are certainly suggesting them. And I would say maybe a fifth of the people that we saw at Holiday World today were wearing masks. Most of them were older people or younger people, real young. So
we're talking to Chuck Lofton, the weatherman from WTHR in Indianapolis, and he's at Santa Claus World right now. And Chuck, here's the question of the day. Did you personally actually go down that super fast water slide?
You will find out tomorrow at 6:45 a.m.
That man's a pro. What a teaser. What a teaser.
on Sunrise tomorrow. It is the world's first water-launched water coaster. 8,000 gallons a minute flow through these tubes, which is, it's unbelievable that at one point you're going 30 feet per second.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And
now, I wouldn't go on it, so thanks for the...
I will say this. If you tune in tomorrow, you'll be a little surprised at what you may see. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
Hang on with both hands.
Chuck cheering on the cameraman.
Yeah. Go get him. Go get him.
I got a weather question for you.
These
pop-up showers that we're seeing all over, and in some places it's raining an inch of rain, and half a mile away it's dry. Is it unusual to have this many pop-ups? What about the weather right now?
It's not, guys, unusual to have pop-ups like this in Indiana. It is unusual to have it 4 days in a row. And with these thunderstorms, not a bit of severe weather. Yeah. I mean, basically, it unloads. We have a very hot air mass right now. This warm air is rising. There's a lot of humidity. Dew points are high. So these things just form, play themselves out, and that's it. But you are absolutely right, Mike. You could have a thunderstorm in one place. In fact, we saw it today at Holiday World. We saw a thunderstorm just outside the park. It never rained in the park. and we drove 2 miles to the west, no rain. And that's the type of thing we'll see not just today, but tonight. I do think tomorrow the rain and thunderstorms will be much more widespread because of a front coming in. But that front's good news, too, because it'll cool us down. It'll back off just a bit for the weekend.
Are we going to set a record for 90-degree-plus days?
No.
Okay.
No. Because right now we're still, and I can't speak for Bloomington. I'll speak for Indianapolis. We are only at about half of what we had last year. In 1983, my wife was pregnant with our first child. That was the worst year ever for 90-degree days in Indiana. Several towns had
58.
That's right. 58 in Indianapolis and down around Evansville, near Princeton, Newburgh, Yankeetown, that area, there were more than 78 days. My wife was pregnant with our first baby. She was a director of an ad agency and worked at a river house on the Ohio with no air conditioning.
Oh, my.
I'll always remember that year.
So was she.
The kid was born sweating.
58 days. That's 3 months. Three straight months of 90-degree days.
Yeah, that was brutal.
So the good news is we will not touch that record this year. Now, as July moves on, Chuck, in the rain department, it's okay. Do we see more severe weather in August than July, or is it similar? What should we be looking for?
It's very similar. I've always felt that the worst month, and, you know, I don't know everything about the weather around here. It'll fool you when you think you do. But I've been doing this now for 40 years in Indiana. And it always seems to me that some of the most intense storms are in July. We've had tornadoes in Indiana in every single month of the year, including December.
Wow.
But I always think March, April, and then July are when we get some of the most intense storms. So we're not out of July yet. But tomorrow, if we do get some severe weather, I think primarily it's not us. You never rule it out, but it would be northwestern part of the state.
So we'll keep our eyes and ears on that. What time do things kick off tomorrow morning for those who want to tune in and see the magic water coaster?
I'll be live beginning at 5:30 on Sunrise on WTHR, and we'll be live at Holiday World and Splash and Safari, and in particular, if you want to see what happens with Cheetah Chase, the world's first water-launched water coaster, tune in right around 6:42 to 6:46, somewhere in that time frame, and you'll be surprised, and I think it'll give you a laugh or two as well.
Outstanding. And for some of us, we'll set our DVRs.
There you are. Hey, Chuck, thanks very, very much.
Great job, my friend. Stay warm. No, we know you're doing that. Stay safe, stay cool, and kudos to your photographer, too, for being the bellhop and the cameraman. That's double duty in the heat. That's tough.
I appreciate being on, you guys. And again, I think I've mentioned this before, Mike, but Keith Klein, when I was a teenager, was one of the people who inspired me to not only go into broadcasting, but be involved in community service. I saw Keith's work with DeMolay International. He was a young, fresh punk reporter in Gary. And I saw, though, how he used his platform to do so good in the lives of hundreds and hundreds of young men throughout the past few decades.
Well, it's great to see you, keep that moving along, Keith. Great job. And Chuck, you do plenty for our community as well, and we thank you, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.